You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio, hour number three, or welcome back to Armed American Radio, whichever one pertains to you. Hopefully it's welcome back. I'm Mark Walters, your host, every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Some great stuff went down this week. Salt Lake City, Freedom 570. We're coming to your neighborhood, January 3rd broadcast, our first broadcast in 2010. That's a place we've wanted to get to for quite some time. We'll be talking to you in Provo area, Salt Lake City, metropolitan area on Freedom 570. That's great. Hibbing, Minnesota, welcome. KADU 90.1 FM. It's great to be up there in the great state of Minnesota. Thank you very much for joining us. Always a lot of fun. And just a side note, the Violence Policy Center CCW killer clock hasn't moved since we've been on the air for the last 3 hours, but there have been several hundred law-abiding citizens across the nation who have defended themselves lawfully with a gun during that same time period. It's funny how that happens. Pastor Ken Pagano joins me in the second hour, or I'm sorry, in the third hour. I'm losing track of where I'm at now. Joins
time
me here for the
you're
third
having
hour.
Fun, man.
Man, it does, doesn't it?
Man, we need to get you on the radio up here. This would be fantastic because we got a Salem affiliate right here in town. That'd be awesome.
Did you happen to listen to the first hour by any chance?
Were I you was able listening to part of it, but I didn't get the first hour. But man, you got to line up next week with Rob Pincus.
Oh yeah, listen,
oh,
these
man.
Guys.
I use his stuff. I've read his books and his videos, and you know, I've even talked to him about wanting to do a shooting clinic here in Louisville. And but he had gotten booked up so quickly, man. If you mention my name next week and maybe jog his memory, we'd love to make Louisville in this area like a hub for not just tactical stuff, because there's nothing really close here except for TDI up in Cincinnati. But we really we're concerned about church-based security. And there's not that many people out there doing it. People are afraid to touch it. And you want to know something? Even though I'm not in the pulpit anymore, I'm still a preacher, and I'm still concerned about people in churches. And if no one else is going to say it, I'm going to say it.
Well, you know, those guys are very good at what they do,
and
they're fun to watch. They're really, really fun to talk
very
to.
Very knowledgeable. And articulate. And, great for the gun culture.
They really, really are. And I got an email. I don't know if you heard that. I'll go ahead and read it again. Here in the third hour, that prompted the call to Rob, and I'll do you one better, Pastor. I'll be talking with Rob Pincus in the next day or two, and I will certainly mention our conversation. But listen to this email. It says, "Mark, love your show, and we'll try to get our local Salem radio affiliate in Louisville to carry your program. Mm-hmm. I have two suggestions for topics for the show, and the two suggestions he mentioned. This is from Doug Hobson. Were things that go bump in the night at home,
right?
And cold weather mechanics of firearms. And I can't think of anybody better." Because I've watched them cover that on their program,
yeah.
You know, on Best Defense.
He's got some great stuff, man, great teaching. And, you know, I try to glean all that stuff. And, you know, this has always been a hobby of mine. It was something it goes back to, you know, even my days before I was in ministry and the Marines and just a shooter and a reloader and competitive shooter. And it just kind of evolved into something. And now I still want to do it. I love training people. And getting people to be knowledgeable about firearms and adequate training techniques, and that guns are nothing to be afraid of. And I'll tell you what, I can show you the stacks. I mean, a stack 6 inches thick of brand new shooters who've come in through our bluegrass range here in Louisville, and either for whatever reason, first-time shooters come in, and you know they have to fill out the basic waiver of liability, and our minds are just boggled by just the people that just keep coming out. And mm-hmm. That's great. Now, if we can just get people on board to lift up their voices, or just we want to do this open carry celebration again. And if we could do this again, I don't know the venue because of the churches, it's so difficult to deal with, again, because of insurance policies. But if we can get as many people filled out these forms in the Louisville area to come out and support just to show up, you know, it's going to cause people to take notice.
Well, it is. And, you know, we're reaching more and more and more people across the country here on Armed American Radio every week.
Unbelievable, and your success.
It's just growing like crazy. And it's very humbling. Yet at the same time and in the same breath, it's not surprising at all.
Right.
This is, I can honestly say, the only program of its kind that's laser-focused, nationally syndicated and laser-focused on the right to carry a concealed weapon. And we're sick and tired of listening to the anti-gun drivel. And I've made the comment before. I made a decision about 3 or 4 weeks ago after asking Maureen Downey from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to show up here in the studio with me, and she just doesn't have the time.
Right.
And probably a good thing for her, because it'd be very easy, like you said, to pick these people apart simply because they can't argue from fact. They argue from emotion, and yeah, it's very easy to pick apart an emotional argument. And are you want to help me out with my bonehead of the week for hour number three?
Yeah.
Listen to this. This, man, I couldn't make this stuff up. This is picked up from Boston.com. This is from the Boston Herald. Police and activists urge ceasefire and ask gangs to put down guns this holiday season.
Yeah, that'll work.
Woo!
Yeah, why don't we just let them walk in the middle of them with a white flag and see how that works for them?
Well, listen to this. Hoping to keep, here's where the boneheads, this is who's getting our number three boneheads. There's two of them. Hoping to keep the number of killings in Boston down as the year nears a close, peace activists, I love that, and Boston area law enforcement officials yesterday launched a campaign that calls on gangs in the city to put down their guns and agree to a ceasefire between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. So imagine the conversation at the gang hideout.
Yeah, they're negotiating for political asylum just like terrorists are.
Sure, they're just going to put off the hit until January 2nd.
We'll negotiate with them now, right?
Yeah, right. They'll just put off the hit till does it work that way in real life? I mean, bonehead of the week for hour number three is the Boston police and the peace activists that really believe this stuff.
I'm going to stick up for the Boston police here since I'm a police chaplain. You know, the police department, unfortunately, is a political organization just like our military is, and they're at the whims of politicians. You know, wherever I've been working with police, just like what's going on in Iraq or Afghanistan, when you put boots on ground in certain areas, you can cause this stuff to just stop in a heartbeat. And if there were some politicians that just let police officers do their work, I guarantee you they could really curtail a lot of this gang violence. But they're not allowing police to be police, just like we're not allowing military to be military. And the same way, we're not allowing armed citizens to be armed citizens. Someone's going to have to stand up and say, you know what, here's the line in the sand, this far and no further.
Yeah, and you know, I have to clarify this. It's not the Boston police. That's what the article is referring to. You're correct. What it is it's the higher up.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the political appointee at the head who
yep.
is trying to work, you know, their little political angle with the mayor.
Some Bloomberg affiliate.
Bingo. You yeah. know, it's a Bloomberg affiliate mayor, and you got a politician, police chief politician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why the chiefs associations are always anti-gun, yet the rank and file officers that defend all of us as best they can generally agree with us.
Yes.
And
yeah, they do. I know, because not only do I work with them, but I shoot with them, and I'm glad that they shoot with us, and I'm glad we can get to shoot with them, and I wish more of them shot, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting to me how, well, it's not interesting. It's really disgusting how politics just seems to corrupt everything it touches.
Everything.
Everything.
Every venue. School, religious, it doesn't make any difference.
It's mind-boggling stuff. We had Masoud Ayoub on the broadcast a couple weeks back, and I want to read this letter from David Foland, who is a U.S. Army vet and USCCA member and a SIG fan. No, big fan. I'm sorry. See, there's my eyes. He may be a SIG fan.
I
hope he is.
I'm a SIG fan, so go ahead, man.
Yeah, it says, Mark, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Ayoub and Mr. Hill, for answering my letter concerning the Crimson Trace. I have them on my LCP and my Beretta 96, and I love them. I was having a debate with one of my coworkers about them that prompted my email, and it was great to hear professionals in the field of personal defense reiterate what I had been telling him. It really helped me win that one. Good for you. Plus, it was a big thrill to have Mr. Ayoub comment on a talking point I brought up. I have read several of his books, some that were passed down to me from my grandfather, with pictures of guys with big sideburns carrying big revolvers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say I haven't read you and Kathy's book yet, but I'm looking forward to picking that up whenever I can justify it. I'm sure it's a great read. Thanks again. Keep doing what you're doing. We love it.
That's great.
You know, it's fun to get letters like that.
It's great to know you're touching people's lives for something really good.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to get letters like that. And, you know, I can vouch for that comment about Masoud. I love talking to Masoud every time He's on the program, and he is just brilliant to listen to. We've got about 15 seconds, I think, before we take a break. But sure. And we're bouncing all over the board here, Ken.
That's all right.
I've got information in a letter here from someone who was at the New Life Church.
Yeah,
was there in Colorado. And I'm going to read this when we come back and
Great.
Get your comments on it. So stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, your host, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, every week right here on your dial. And you are listening to the Armed American Radio Network, where we are talking about and defending your right to keep and bear arms, specifically the bear arms portion of that statement that gives you the right to defend your life and the lives of your loved ones with a firearm. And we don't waver on that. And we don't let them come on this broadcast and waste our airtime. This hour and each subsequent hour belongs to each one of us, and the heck with them. We're on with Pastor Ken Pagano, and if you want to join the broadcast, feel free to call in at 877-956-9566. Email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org or use the Twitter deal at twitter.com/AARmark. Pastor, listen to this. Mark, I appreciate your interest. I'll tell you all I know about the shooting and let you decide if there is enough there to talk about on the air. Hope this is what you needed. Let me know. This comes to us from Jeff Smith, and this is regarding the New Life shooting in Colorado. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a Chronicle article about it, I guess, out there in Colorado, and he was kind enough to fill in the blanks for me in an email, and this is just amazing. And I want everybody to hear what he has to say. And it quotes him in the column. He's a professor, and most people don't realize that the campus at New Life Church is part of the King's College and Seminary based in L.A. No one directly connected to the college was killed in the attack, but neither were they left untouched by the tragedy. Herewith are some accounts of their experiences, which were provided to the Chronicle by a professor at the college. That's Jeffrey Smith. Professor wrote, quote, "My wife and I were at New Life Church and were just about to cross the very hallway where the shooter stood when we heard multiple gunshots inside the church, straight down that hallway, and what later proved to be about 25 yards away. We heard bullets going by in front of us and impacting the wall to our left. Many people were running toward us. One shouted, 'Run,' and we did." Now, I want you to understand that he then filled in some blanks for us because obviously the article was edited for time and space. And this is what he sent to me today in an email that you get to hear straight from the horse's mouth. "As we headed for the nearest exit, we heard more shots and someone asked us, 'Does anyone have a concealed weapons permit? Does anyone have a gun?' Like Susanna Hupp, to comply with the law, I had left my HK-45 in my vehicle and felt totally vulnerable. I vowed right then and there to never have that feeling again. What is the use of having a permit and a weapon if it is not available? It was at this time, apparently, that Gina Somm, a security guard at the church and former policewoman, went down the hall, ducked into a side hall, and waited for the gunman who was spraying the hallway with rifle fire. She stepped out, ordered him to stop. He fired at her three times, missing her completely. She returned fire with her Beretta 9mm at a distance of 63 feet, hit him with several of the 10 rounds she fired at the gunman, and then he took his own life. We were, of course, not expecting anything like this to happen and had left all of our possessions at the table where we had been sitting, including our car keys that had been in our overcoat pockets, and ran toward the exit. We took cover out in the parking lot behind some metal dumpsters. Police began arriving. One patrol car pulled up next to where we were crouching for cover and asked, 'What's going on?' Like the police at Columbine, they were not trained for this kind of situation because he had no idea what was going on until we told him about the shots fired. He then further demonstrated his lack of training by telling all 10 of us to leave the safety of these metal barricades and go into the open parking lot." Now, it goes on and on, but you get the gist of that. Now, Ken, before I get your comment, we were talking about gun-free zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had an opportunity to speak with Mike Gallagher, conservative talk radio host, in fact, the sixth most listened to host, talk radio host in the country, and Fox News contributor, who, by the way, when I broadcast that last week, I accidentally said Fox News correspondent. Let me correct that. Fox News contributor Mike Gallagher, right here in the Armed American Radio studio a couple weeks back. And, Sean, I want you to, if you can we cue that up? I want you to hear what Mike Gallagher had to say during a part of that interview.
It's one of the most frustrating aspects of American society that there are signs posted in businesses and universities, in public places all over America, saying this is a gun-free zone. A 9-year-old could recognize the absurdity of trying to tell law-abiding citizens where you can't exercise your constitutional right, as if the bad guys are going to obey a sign.
Ken?
I have to be careful what I say here, because what I say could be used against me some other time. You know, They just signed a Manhattan Declaration here a couple weeks ago. A bunch of pastors did about certain things going on in our country when it comes to gay marriage and abortion, things like that. And they encourage civil disobedience. You know, there would be times like that you would wonder, am I willing to see if I'm going to allow myself, if possible, to have somebody arrest me because I broke a law or, you know, in a private building, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to ask you to leave. But, you know, that's one of those things that I know this. If I go to a church and if there was, like you said, move out of the state of Illinois, I won't go to a church if a church won't allow me to carry concealed. I won't live in a state where they won't allow, or I'll just stay at home and have a home church. I will not do it.
You know, I commend that.
I will not do it.
There are places I won't go on vacation.
Nope.
There are things I won't do. There are movies I won't go see. You know,
I agree.
It's just a matter of principle in that respect. And you can't, you know, businesses, for example, you can't not patronize certain businesses. I mean, you know, you still have to live your life.
Sure.
Businesses give to both political parties. It's just the nature of politics today. It's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. You just have to make your decision and stick by it. But there are some things that are so blatant
mm-hmm.
that you have to stand on principle. And we talked about, for example, in Reno, Nevada, the letter from the listener and reader of Concealed Carry magazine that said, hey, I was at Jared. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I carry a handgun. They don't want me in. There's a sign right there that says it. I wrote them an email, and they replied back that said, yeah, well, we made a decision not to. Hey, that's their right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
also my right to do a public service announcement and say, don't go there and give them your money.
That's exactly right.
And I say it again. Don't go there and give them your money. That's obviously what they want. So I've
told others about insurance companies that dropped us like a hot potato for our open carry celebration, and then Kentucky Farm Bureau boy, like a champ, said, hey, not only will we cover you and provide it, we'll even write it into the policy if you want to do it next year and the year after that. And they didn't have one bit of problem. But the group out of Illinois, totally different.
That whole machine in Illinois is mind-boggling. I
the black hole.
Oh, man.
And I don't even like Chicago pizza. So that just puts a nail in the coffin.
Well, you know, I like Chicago pizza. I'd rather have New York or Philly pizza or New Haven. Most people don't realize New Haven. Ooh, man.
I'm from New Jersey, so, you know.
Well, you got the hoagies going on.
Yeah, that's it, man.
You know, Philly's got the cheesesteaks and Philly pizza and
but
New York pizza.
But, you know, thankfully that lady, Mrs. Somm, was there. But the police weren't there to respond. You know, the old saying, when moments count, police are minutes away. And they're still not trained in this country. When there's an active shooter, I mean, I did a study on the Beslan Russian shooting with the Chechen terrorists. And one of the things that came out of that, just like with Columbine, that if there's an active shooter in a church or synagogue or a school like that, someone has got to move toward the sound of the gunfire.
You better believe it. Hold on to that thought, Pastor. The music means we need to take a break. We'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Don't change the dial. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Annie Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
You're back, and I appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters, your host, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AAR Mark. I realize in the third hour we're picking up a lot of internet listeners in all 50 states. We know where you're coming from, as well as Canada, Mexico, Europe, Iraq, Afghanistan. Imagine that. Speaking of Iraq and Afghanistan, Pastor, I got a message here, and I want to give you this update. We have adopted, I say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it until this young man comes home safe and sound, Samuel Rouse. And Samuel Rouse is with the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit fighting on our behalf, and his father, Ed Rouse, wanted to tell me that he was enjoying the program very much and to give you a Semper Fi from a Marine dad.
Hoorah. Yes,
so,
indeed, man.
There you go. And they're listening, and those guys are still on blackout. Ed also wanted to let us know in an email earlier. I apologize, Ed. I know you're listening, and I can't flip back to too many screens. I got too much going on here. But I'll paraphrase for you that he is getting an awful lot. They're getting the mail from, you know, we've got a link up on the website, a page, America's Heroes. And they are getting some mail, and the guys enjoy it very much. So
great.
Thank you, the listener, for continuing to follow up. Please go to that site and donate it to these guys. Send them a letter. Send them cookies. Send mm-hmm. them socks. Whatever it is, they're fighting for you and your kids, me and my kids, and families and parents like Samuel's mom and dad and his brother Daniel doing the same thing. and his parents that are sacrificing so much for everybody, okay?
God bless them, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's something else. Yep. You know, those guys are doing a bang-up job. You were talking about the Chechen police.
Mm-hmm.
Before you finish that, I want to say that I didn't get a chance to mention this before we went to the break. They come up so quick when I'm not paying attention. And Gina Somm is going to be asked to be a guest on this program. She has a book coming out.
Good.
And after her book comes out, we're hopeful that she will be on the broadcast. And that would be nice to hear her story
mm-hmm.
instead of the garbage that you get from the media, won't
right.
it? So.
I think it'd be great to have somebody like that on there. And there's somebody who took it upon themselves. And this is something, too, that with concealed carry weapons holders, they need to be trained that they need to know what to do. It's just like, you know, you can have a fire extinguisher, you can have a first aid kit in your house, but if you don't know how to apply what's in there, a tourniquet or bandages, it's not going to do you any good. Just like having a phone, if you don't know how to use it, it's not going to help you. You can carry a firearm, but you've got to know how to use it, and knowledge is your best defense.
You better believe it, and I know that you're seeing a lot of that at the gun range, too,
yes,
with a
I
lot
am.
Of new owners coming in to get trained.
We are, and, you know, we work with them, and we try to not only encourage them just in shooting. It's a lot of fun, man. It's just a pleasure to just shoot a firearm, but it's something that's practical that can save your life. But we've got to break them we've got to get them used to shooting, but then break them out of the shooting at the static targets and just you'd be surprised when we have law enforcement targets in there that are just regular, you know, 3D or 2D images, that people are like, oh, I don't think I can shoot that. Well, you know what? You've got to break that psychological gap because you may have to one day. You're not going to shoot at a cue target. You're going to shoot at someone who's going to be shooting back at you, and you've got to move to the threat, especially if you're in a church or synagogue-related shooting.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be taking some Suarez training in the very near future. Mm. You know, multiple attacker stuff
sure.
I've had, but that's, you know, not only... It's like you said, it's fun. It's
it
just flat out fun. And when you realize how well you really can shoot when you apply yourself,
mm-hmm.
especially when you've got a great teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know, they work with you and they're very good. And I'll report back to you what happens when we, you know, when we finish that Suarez force on force and close range,
that's
close
great,
up close gun
training.
Oh, yeah, it's the best in the world,
yeah.
and it's going to be a lot of fun. You were talking about the Chechen police before I had to rudely interrupt you at the break. You want to continue that thought? Go right ahead.
Well, just the idea that what happened when the Beslan situation took place, that when the Spinats showed up and everything, that there was no central command on location, and they waited three, almost fourth day before they actually moved in. And by that time, it was too late. They knew that too after the fact, that once there's shooters on site, they're, you know, the hostages are already considered dead. You just need to move in, and especially if gunfire starts going off, you just have to realize that, you know, somebody's going to die, people are going to die. You've got to determine how few that are going to be. That's why you've got to move towards it. And you know what? There are people out there who are willing to die to kill you. There's got to be some of us who are willing to die to save others.
Let's go back in time. Let's take the listener back in time. Long before the advent of the firearm, human beings have been slaughtering each other.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that a factual statement?
It goes back to Cain and Abel.
You better believe it. And in barbaric ways. In barbaric ways. In fact, in one of the columns or articles that I had pulled up tonight, Boston Activist, in fact, I think it was. Here it is, right here. And it says, in 2007, when the Peace Initiative was first launched, this is the gangs, please don't shoot each other for the next 6 weeks. Pie in the sky stuff. When the Peace Initiative was first launched, the city saw 3 homicides, but last year between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, there were 9, including the night of New Year's Eve when a 16-year-old male was stabbed to death on a city bus. Okay? You don't need a firearm to kill somebody.
No, not at all.
You don't need a knife to kill somebody, Pastor.
Human nature hasn't changed since the fall of Adam and Eve.
It never will.
It never will. It's not going to. And, you know, our forefathers recognized that. That's why they passed the laws that people needed to carry their firearms when they attended houses of worship. Israelis understand that. Other people understand that, and I don't know what it is, We think that in America, we're a civilized country, but we still have a lot of uncivilized people.
We are a country of 300 plus million people. Mm-hmm. 300 million people. And I don't think, it, again, this is my personal opinion, I don't think the average Joe who sits in front of the TV and watches the news and the Weather Channel, they look at a map of the U.S., and that's their picture of the U.S. They see it all day. They don't, you know, they work. They're busting their tail to survive. You know, maybe they get on an airplane once every few years to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the opportunity to fly across this country like I did over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every week on an airplane going to a different city. A lot of fun, a lot of work, tiring,
mm-hmm.
but man, fascinating.
Yeah.
And you look down out that window and you see vast expanse of open land and farm after farm after farm after farm after farm. And then you cross the Rocky Mountains. And then you get to the population centers when you curve around the San Bernardino Mountains and you land in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference
mm-hmm.
it is, okay?
Yeah.
The rural areas up near where you are,
right?
Where I am in the mountains, and how many times I've been to Texas and you see nothing for miles. You watch the news, you'd think we were overpopulated, overcrowded, we're
right.
running out of space to grow food. I go back to that Fox News report of all stations. It just killed me to see it. I couldn't believe it. If my TV didn't cost me so much money, I would have thrown something at it. But it said, it was Fox and Friends in the morning, several, I guess about a year ago, when the Midwest floods were raging out there and people were displaced from Dakotas all the way down to Louisiana. And they opened up the morning show with, good morning, the Midwest underwater, both coasts burning. Welcome to Fox and Friends. Fires in California, fires in Florida, and a flood down the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
And they'd have had it, you know, if you're watching this stuff, what you're seeing is this doom and gloom. You know, this is a huge country.
It's
300
it's
million people.
Unbelievable. And it's even bigger when you drive across it.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. When you go through Kansas and Wyoming and eastern parts of Colorado, I mean, the prairies there.
Yeah, done it. And then you head up into the Rocky Mountains. When we come back, we'll talk about some more fun gun stuff. We're on with Pastor Ken Pagano. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't type in a new address if you're picking us up on the net. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Oh yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam had to do a thing called machine gun.
Machine guns. If you put one in your hand, you will become evil. Just like if you buy an AR-15 and own an evil black gun. Good heavens to Betsy. Pastor, you're back on Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, your host. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Mark, we had a lady come down from New York University to do a documentary for her master's thesis in journalism on our open carry celebration. And she came down to Kentucky because she was so immersed in the anti-gun culture there in the liberal Northeast. She wanted to really see what it was like. And when she came in, she had never fired a firearm before. We put a little Walther P-22 in her hand, then walked her up to a Glock 19, and then a friend of mine had a fully automatic MP5 40 caliber, and then we let her shoot an AR. And I tell you what, we got a convert. It was fantastic. I love introducing people just to the fun of the shooting sports. And you know what? If people really knew what it was like, the pleasure, let alone the protection that they can provide, it's fantastic.
Well, it's a stress relief.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you can go out and run around the block, or you can go to the range.
I try to do both, but I work at the range every day now, and I just love being able to work with people, go in there, pop off a few mags, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a real shame it's getting so expensive anymore, you know?
Oh, man, I tell you what, trying to find ammo, it's unbelievable. It really is. And people are still hoarding it.
It's crazy.
It is.
I used to be able to go to Sports Authority when my office, company I owned, was about two blocks away from a Sports Authority. And I used to run over there down in Tampa, Florida, and I used to run over at the Sports Authority a number of years ago and pick up ammo and head down to the range at lunch.
Yeah.
And I think I paid for the Winchester White Box at the time, you know, the 100 rounds and 9mm, I remember it being on sale, but about 9 or 10 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't too long ago. Of course, it's $24, $25 now for that.
It's crazy. And you know what? If we can't find the ammo, it's like having a car. If you can't afford to put the gas in it, you know, you're very limited on what you can do with it. But
ooh, and you know what? You just might have given the anti-gunners an idea. You go to that Freedom States Alliance, that bunch of that group of boneheads over there.
Oh, I know it.
Have you seen this stuff?
No, I don't. Well, maybe, but I mean, just it's crazy though.
Well, what they're trying to do now is they're trying to get. It's Missouri. I'll have to pull it up here in a second and check it out. But the micro stamping, to solve crimes.
Sure.
I guess they didn't realize that Maryland spent billions and found nobody.
All right. It doesn't work. The police know it. I've talked with forensic guys, and they know they're spitting into the wind, but it's just money that they can throw at something that they can have control over.
Well, they try to get this stuff to stick, like you said. They're going to throw whatever they can at the wall, whatever sticks. This is a group of people who. This is the only group of people I know that can claim 38 votes in the Senate against national reciprocity as a victory. Now, they're saying it's a victory because it, you know, didn't pass because of the procedurals that they followed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well,
who else can do these kinds of things, you know?
We're going to have to be as persistent on the right with our agenda and a steady peck putting a hole in a rock as the left has been with their agenda for years. And if we give up an inch, if we just relax on our laurels at all, we're going to lose a tremendous amount of ground. But there is a groundswell of support out there, and we just need to organize it, whether it's through rallies or emails and what's going on with these radio broadcasts and other people. I saw your links that you have, some great organizations on there trying to do the same thing.
Well, if people don't get out and talk about it, and I had the opportunity to have a conversation with Bob Barr on this program. Well, he was fun to talk to. I had a little case of laryngitis that night, and I had a really tough time talking with him, but he was a blast because he is such a steadfast supporter of the Second Amendment. And then you have the opportunity to talk with guys like Mike Gallagher. And, you know, hour number three, I'm going to throw something out for the listeners in hour number three. You get a special treat. I'm only going to tell you this because it's what I've been asked to say. But coming up on Armed American Radio in the very near future, and just keep watching the site, armedamericanradio.org, for information, I can only tell you that my guest for a full hour, and I bet I can talk him into staying a little bit longer, hopefully I can, I can only say that he is a lifelong outdoorsman. He is a board member of the NRA. And a New York Times best-selling author. Trust me. Check the site.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're going to send information out to every station across the country that carries Armed American Radio, which is growing by leaps and bounds every week, because they're going to want to run promos for this one. This is really good stuff. So that's the treat for the third-hour listener out there that might be picking us up anywhere on the Internet and not in their city. And that will change soon when we get out to Salt Lake City. You know, Pastor, we were talking about the Colorado seminary out there, the New Life Church, and what an unbelievable email to get.
Yeah.
And to have the opportunity to talk about that with you. What is it, and we'll finally get to this, I said earlier we would, what are you hearing from your colleagues in the ministry across the country as you go out now and act almost as a consultant and talk to these folks? What are you hearing?
I'm going to tell you that, you know, when we had that celebration, and I still get emails following up on that from Italy and other things, and we even had a Swedish television come in to do a documentary on us, and this was just a week ago. It still just amazes me, but the support and the grassroots and what people are saying, you know, this is great. We believe in this, and we support this. 95% of all my contacts have all been positive. There's only been very few negatives, and again, most of the negatives are coming from the upper echelons, and it's basically falling back down to a fear of, you know, the litigation and insurance situations. And it's going to really just, you know, if the people will just band together. You know, I've got people almost in every church I go to. It's not a lot. Three or four will say, hey, you know, we're caring. What should we do? Well, let's talk about the laws in your state. Let's talk about the laws of your church and the denomination, and let's talk about some training that we can do, because There's different things that you would do as an individual than different things you would do if you had three or four of it as an individual grouped together. So there is positive response there, but it's still going to take a few more people willing to stand up with a voice and say, hey, you know, I'm willing to put everything on the line and then see what happens.
Yeah, I don't get, but it, like we talked about earlier, you know, what difference the brick and mortar houses.
It doesn't.
Doesn't matter to me. No. It's you've got 200 people in a school, you have 200 people in a church, you have 2,000 people in a mall, it's brick and it's mortar, and it's a congregation of people. And regardless of the topic, whether they're there for famous footwear, for a steak and baked potato, or they're there to hear the word of God, what's the difference?
There is no difference. But, you know, and it doesn't have to, the pastor doesn't have to be the one who knows everything, but he at least needs to be apprised of the situation. Let's face it, even though people go to church to worship God, the mediator between God and the people is going to be that pastor or that rabbi or whomever it might be. Every week people are gathered there. You know, as a pastor, I had to be concerned that the building was clean, the air conditioning was set, you know, there was tissue in the restrooms. We had to be concerned about those things. You know what? I also need to be concerned about the physical well-being of people. I need to not only be concerned about the saving their souls, but keeping their lives alive. And pastors and church elders and others need to think this way. And if you are willing and think it's okay to defend yourself in your own home, then you should be able to defend yourself and protect yourself in your own church or synagogue, too.
Ken, it confuses me. And I talked to Representative Michael DuBose in Cleveland, wrote an article about him. He's a chapter in my book, Lessons from Armed America. Anti-gun, Ohio legislature. Democrat from the south side of Cleveland voted against Ohio's concealed carry laws twice until he had a .45 stuffed in his face when he was out taking a walk one afternoon for his health.
Mm-hmm.
He then turned around, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer reported that he was seeking the protection of the very law he voted against two times. And I had an opportunity to talk with Michael DuBose, and what an unbelievable, fascinating conversation it was. You can read the chapter. I've got the transcripts. And of the transcripts of, in the book from our conversation, from the recording, word for word. You can read it in from his own mouth, what
it's
he said.
Epiphany. It's what he had an epiphany.
He said, until somebody walks in my shoes, basically, paraphrase, get off my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it happened to me, you know, we've got about a minute and a half. I could go on and on with you, and we're going to have you back on. I hope you'll join us.
I will do it.
Beautiful. But he did. It's an epiphany. He You know, you got to read the stuff. Go out and see it. Pick it up. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. Pick it up at White Feather Press. Read the chapter. Masoud Ayoub loved it. Wrote the foreword for the book. Pastor, direct us to a website real quick.
Bluegrassrange.com. Go to the chaplain's blog. We're the only range with the chaplain's blog, and we talk about all this stuff. An International Security Coalition of Clergy.
I love it. I read it myself. It's great. Join us next week, everybody, on Armed American Radio. Rob Pincus, Mike Janich, Michael Bain, all the fine folks from Best Defense, Outdoor Channel, nationally televised hosts will be here, hopefully. I'll catch you next week, armedamericanradio.org. See you on the radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now.